Thank you. I'll now address questions from Mexico, New Zealand, Morocco, and Ghana, among several other delegations, on accession to human rights treaties, as well as business and human rights. At this time, Canada is prioritizing ratification of three international human rights instruments: the Inter-American Convention on the Prevention, Punishment, and Eradication of Violence Against Women, Belém do Pará; the Optional Protocol to the Convention Against Torture; and the Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. On Belém do Pará, Canada has initiated its domestic process to become a state party and is currently undertaking its review process, which includes engaging with civil society and Indigenous organizations. Eliminating sexual and gender-based violence in all forms and in all settings, including supporting victims and survivors, and holding perpetrators to account, continues to be a priority for Canada. In this regard, we're very pleased that since 1994, Canada has led on the Violence Against Women and Girls Resolution here in the HRC. Turning to OPCAT, Canada has many well-established, robust domestic mechanisms in place that have the level of independence envisioned by the OPCAT, and many carry out visits to detention facilities on a proactive basis. However, we acknowledge that there is room for improvement and that independent oversight of conditions and places of detention is crucial and plays a role in improving conditions and preventing ill treatment. We acknowledge the many interventions today from member states and continued comments from civil society organizations, which clearly outline the importance of Canada's adherence to this instrument, and we will continue to move this issue forward. Further review is still needed on the Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. However, Canada commits to continue undertaking the appropriate measures to give due consideration to accession to the Convention. Turning now to business and human rights. Canada is committed to promoting business and human rights and has taken proactive measures since our last UPR to prevent and address the risk of adverse impacts on human rights caused by business activity. Canadian companies operating abroad are expected to abide by Canada's domestic laws, respect human rights in their operations, and adopt best practices and internationally respected guidelines, such as the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights. Monsieur le Vice-Président, un exemple unique et important de l'engagement du Canada à faire progresser les engagements en matière d'entreprise et de droits de la personne, tel que mentionné par certaines délégations, et la nomination de la première ombudsman canadienne pour la responsabilité des entreprises en avril 2019. Ce bureau a été créé pour recevoir et examiner les plaintes portant sur d'éventuelles atteintes aux droits de la personne commises par des entreprises canadiennes œuvrant à l'étranger dans les secteurs du vêtement, de l'exploitation minière, du pétrole et du gaz. L'Ombudsman est un mécanisme indépendant et non judiciaire de résolution des conflits et des griefs, le premier de genre dans le monde. So I'll now pass the floor back to our head of delegation, Canada's Minister of Justice and Attorney General, the Honorable Arif Irani.